So the devil cannot torment you through a demon spirit because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. So see, the whole purpose of the demons is to persecute the born again. They're tormented, so they want to torment, right? They are tormented, so they need to torment. What else is a demon going to do but torment? And so since they can't torment you because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, what do? They use other people to try to torment you. Unsaved people. If you don't identify with the born again and you still identify with the world, you might not be saved. You think you're saved, but do you really identify? Who do you identify with? Who do you identify with? The world or the born again? If your identity is in the world, something wrong. If you hang out with the worldlings and you get your identity out of the world and not the born again, something's wrong. If you talk like the world, something's wrong. If you think like the world, something's wrong. If you're tormented and you got to drink and drug and all that to get rid of the torment, something's wrong. Think about this. A narcissist is a liar, right? So everything they do is a lie. So then when you call them out on something, eventually, if you're speaking the truth, eventually they leave. Like I say, I had this one gal. She was trying to get in my world. We went through the drive-thru for something. And I looked over at her and I said, "You just lied. You just contradicted yourself. You just lied about something." She saw that I called her. She saw that I saw the demon in her or whatever it was. The lie. She ran out. She opened the door and ran out and she just got out of the car and ran down the street. She was so convicted. And when she looked at me, she looked like she wanted to kill me. Reminds me of my wife. I called her out on something. And I said, "You just contradict yourself." I remember what it was. In front of people, she said, "I'm going to boycott Kmart because everybody at the church said boycott Kmart." I said, "Okay, that's fine. If you want to do that, that's cool." So the next morning, we got in the car. We're going down the road. I can't believe I had a devil in my house. I actually was living with a devil. So we're going down the street. Only reason she got in because she was raised in church. If I would have took enough time, I'd have realized it was a devil long before. But we were in the car the next day. "We need to get some toothpaste, don't we?" "Yeah." She said, "Kmart's right around the corner. That's the closest thing." I looked at her and I said, "So yesterday you're in front of all those people, you're gonna boycott Kmart. But now you're going to go to Kmart." sick. Pure sick. Pure evil. All about outward show and image. Because everybody at church said, we're going to boycott Kmart. So then she said, oh, yeah, we're going to boycott Kmart. And then the next day, she needed toothpaste. Because it was all about money. She didn't want to spend the gas to go a little bit further. Well, the closest place is, everything about her was money. Her whole life consisted of money. Her friends, her family, the neighbors. If the neighbors had money, she was over there talking to them. Whoever had the money is who she hung out with. For real. Not even joking. Seriously. If they didn't have any money, they were trash. What I saw is so hard to believe. It took me a while to break the paradigm that somebody could be raised in church and never be born again. And that's what I'm talking about. You must be born again, people. If you claim to be saved, but you identify still with the world, something wrong. Something is wrong. And trust me, I know what I'm talking about. And I've got many experiences, not just that one or those two. I've got many experiences of people. I'm saved. Let me in. Let me cross your threshold. Let me in the door. I'm a believer. Oh yeah, let's try the spirits. Let's test this thing. Let's try the spirits. You wanna prove it? Let's see. Let's just go ahead and try this thing. Gets a little bit hot. There's a reason that the disciples of Jesus were men. There's a reason. You can do that. Do with that as you will. The pressure to compromise is off the roof, and you have to start early to fight this fight. If you're just now starting, enjoy your first year of being saved, but the next, after that, it gets harder and harder as time goes on, and the Decepticons, the deceptions, get deeper and deeper. But most of the time, we want to believe the lie, and it's so obvious. It's as plain as the nose on your face, but we wanted to believe the lie. And that's why when you're dealing with a situation, it could be a relationship, you wanted to believe the lie. They gave you what you wanted. And you really can't blame them. You can't be mad at the narcissist or the liar or the Jezebel or the Delilah or whoever. You can't be mad at them. They just gave you what you wanted. And you saw the red flags early on, but you stayed in it. Until you got locked in too much. And then it's the pain to unlock. It might be a lot of pain, but they gave us what we wanted. Blame them. It's not them. They haven't changed. They were that way from the get-go. They were that way from the get-go. It's a trip.